Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 25th of June. It's a Sunday afternoon, or Sunday evening, about 6:45 in the afternoon. And my name is Kurt Hahn. On behalf of S3 Productions, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. And tonight we're going to do the Sons of the Pioneers. You can never go wrong listening to the Sons of the Pioneers. All right, this is Decca Records 46059, and this is the A side. It's called There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder. Kind of reminds me of traveling. There's always a new moon over my shoulder. Singing with an instrumental accompaniment written by Jimmy Davis, Eco Whelan, W-H-E-L-A-N, and Lee Blasick, Sons of the Pioneers. With that, enjoy.
Oh, when you first said that you love me, that a new moon was swinging in the sky. Every plan that you made that night was of me, and I think of them as days go drifting by.
There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. I remember, now that I'm older, what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me, but many moons have passed since then. I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and there's no love still in my heart. You
promised you would write me, but so far there's not a line. But still I wait and make believe that someday you'll be mine.
There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart.
Okay, Sons of the Pioneers is one of the United States' earliest Western singing groups, known for their vocal performances, their musicianship, and their songwriting. They produced innovative recordings and inspired many Western music performers and remained popular through the years. Since 1933, though many changes of membership, Sons of the Pioneers have remained one of the longest surviving country music vocal groups. They started back in 1933 with Leonard Sly, who became Roy Rogers, Bob Noble, who wrote Tumbling Tumbleweeds, and a couple other ones. By the summer of 1934, Sons of the Pioneers were popular and fame extended beyond the L.A. area and quickly spread across the United States through short syndicated radio segments that were rebroadcast all over the country. They signed a recording contract with the newly founded Decca label, and on August 8, 1934, the Sons of the Pioneers made their first commercial recording. What we have here is Decca label 46059, 10-inch Schlack 78 RPM record. This is 01 July of 1947. We just heard There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder, and now we're getting ready to hear the Kelly Waltz, which is a string band instrumental. With that, again, enjoy.
Thank you.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the Kelly Waltz String Band Instrumental 93645, the B-side of the album Sons of the Pioneer, There's a New Moon Over My Shoulder, and the Kelly Waltz. Again, thank you for listening. Just a short little Sunday afternoon, Sons of the Pioneers. My name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for joining us on Forgot Music on 78 RPM Records. Hey, any questions, comments, suggestions, requests, or denegations, you can always reach me at KurtHahn74@yahoo.com. You can reach me through Blog Talk Radio, Facebook.com, and on Facebook you can reach me through SD Productions 1 or Forgot Music on 78 RPM Records at Facebook.com/S3Productions 2. With that, y'all have a great night and goodbye.